I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
We'd like to begin this podcast by acknowledging the traditional custodians of the land in Los Angeles we are recording on today, the Keech, Chumash, and Tongva people, as well as paying our respects to their elders past and present.
Salmon or Dolly threw a great party. We all drank Bacardi. It got kind of gnarly. We're light as a feather. We're tougher than leather. Together we're weirder. We're weirder together.
Benny Lee on the other side of a Menti B.
Oh, yeah.
Made it out the other side.
Hey, I'm a little jealous. Your Menti B was short.
Short, bitter, definitely not sweet.
No.
But I feel lighter, I got to tell you.
I mean, I'm happy it was short. Yeah. I'm so competitive.
I know, sometimes like your competition leads me to feel that you are wishing me ill.
I'm not.
Like you want my suffering to be more long-winded. And...
No, it's a bad thing. Like you sleep well, your Menti Bs are short.
That was a painful one though.
I know. I don't wish you to have a long one. I really don't.
I'll tell you what I came out kind of learning, like the breakthrough for me. Firstly, a lot of it had to do with the nature of our careers as artists, that we are gamblers. You know what I mean? Like a career in the arts is always a gamble.
Mm-hmm.
And every time you do a new project, it's like another swing. It's another roll of the dice. It's another placing a bet on the roulette table. And we had a really great conversation where I feel like we just acknowledge the inherent risk of our lives, you know, and sort of like acknowledging that we would be fine and could survive and work through it, whatever the outcomes were of our various gambles. And that for me was very liberating.
Yeah, that is, that's a, I think it's a Buddhist practice actually.
Practice dying.
Yeah, picture also just meditate on the worst case scenario. Yeah, I think that can sometimes help. There's no hard rules sometimes. And I want to make it clear before, I don't wish you to have a long one. It's just that I get competitive. Was that clear? Because mine are long and sometimes I don't sleep well that I get.
No, for sure.
Jealous. It's not that I out of nowhere just want.
I am your friend and your partner and your lover. And I understand you intimately. And I know that you
dueling
have this
best friend.
You have this tendency to jump to the worst case scenario thinking for yourself. So like what I've learned is that if we hear, you know, horrible news, we hear someone, a friend of ours has cancer, straight away you go into the fear of yourself getting cancer. Initially, I thought that was a lack of compassion for the person who we actually have heard about. I've realized it's not that.
No, it's both. It's not that. I double down.
Yeah.
I'm very much terrified and worried and concerned and hoping for the best and hoping it's gone soon and they had a deep experience somehow. Whatever, I just wish them the best. But then I immediately also, it's just both. I'm doing both.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm not switching one for the other.
You're double fisting your suffering.
I'm not a, what is it, sociopath or whatever doesn't feel. I feel, but I feel twice.
Yes. You feel your pain and the pain of
I go double down. Yeah.
So, and then I think what I sort of hit after we were talking through all this and I was going through my fears, because we're growing our company basically, like that's what's happening. And there's a lot of, I think fear comes up around that. And I think for me, there was just this sort of moment where I leaned into just being all in with the risks, you know, like, and instead of like trying to, because sometimes I think we lull ourselves into a false sense of security where we're like, I'm not taking that big a risk, everything's, and then you're like, no, it's okay. It's okay to have big swings.
You wrote a song, lean into it.
Gamble everything for love.
And lean in, what was lean into it?
No, lean into it too. I was just saying I've written multiple songs.
But lean into it, you meant, lean into the discomfort.
Yeah, that was when I was doing all my dream therapy and all that stuff. And there was whatever the unconscious, the not knowing, you kind of got to lean into it. You got to like... feel the reality of how little you know.
It's quite fascinating in life that we're as humans, we have we like controlled anxiety, like people who love to watch horror or suspense, thrillers, or we like, you know, the people who are thrill seekers. They like to sort of, you know, what is it called when those people do extreme sports or whatever, go very fast on, you know, in a car and this and that. And it's interesting. Then when real things come up in your life, a lot of people are like, no, no.
Totally. Yes. We want controlled risk. We don't want actual danger.
Right.
Yeah. No, absolutely. And I think that's, you know, as an artist, you kind of, there's an element of that too. Like it's like a high risk sport you're playing by trying to balance your finances and everything as you're going through life with your various projects. But yeah, it is hard. I think we have images of ourselves as being more risk tolerant than we are often when they hit us unexpectedly or something. But anyway, I'm feeling good. I'm feeling
so
alive.
Excited.
I'm feeling excited too. We're currently in New York for a bit of a secret mission. I don't think we can say what it is, but you're doing something very cool that as soon as it happens, we'll, you know, share all about it.
Okay.
But that's
the
pretty
secrets
fun.
Secrets of Hollywood.
A little secret mission. And yeah, we've got some other fun catching up to do about stuff that's been going on. But we had a special request to be on the pod. And we know these appearances,
they don't happen often.
They don't happen often. And we try and when they come, it's like we... What's the expression when you hear the call of...
The siren?
Yeah, no, the siren you're meant to avoid when you hear that call. There's another call that has to do with like Excalibur, like that era.
Oh, yeah.
Like you hear the call of, not clarion, I don't know what it is, but you answer, basically.
Beautiful babies. If you know what Ben's the
if
call...
If you know what I'm talking about.
Because whenever I'm listening to a podcast and someone can't get the name of a celebrity or some sort of phrase, I'm like shouting at the radio.
There is
the
something
radio.
Like that. Yeah,
what am I? 1947. Okay, our guest is here,
and it is Goldie Lee, the original beautiful baby.
Hi.
What's that? What enthusiastic entrance?
Yeah, I'm really cold, and when I'm cold, I'm tired.
When I'm tired, I'm hungry.
And cold. I get tired, cold, and hungry.
You're always tired.
No, I'm really? Oh, boo. Really? Lately I am. I haven't been sleeping well for about 2 weeks.
I mean, the whole foods when she yelled at that guy.
Yesterday.
You got a little spat.
I was very tired. I was grumpier than usual. And I actually, it's horrible. I like got this, I was looking for napkins because I decided no basket. I'm just running in and getting something. So I'm holding items in my hands. And then I got something on my fingers from like the whatever the buffet or thing, and so I asked the
hummus.
It was like mashed potatoes or something. And the security guard, I said, "Where are the napkins?" And then he was like, "Over there." And then I realized I'm just going to get one more thing from the back, then I'll get the napkins. And then he cuts me off. I'm like, "Go!" And he's like, "I told you the napkins were over there." And I was like, "All right, all right,
ooh, I'm walking here."
And then as I left, I saw him and I said, "Thank you." But it was funny that he kind of found me and scolded me like, "I told you." And I was like, yeah.
But intimacy is formed through negotiating these types of conflicts. So did you feel closer to him after
that?
Yes. Yeah.
That's nice. It's true.
If you saw him again, what would you do?
I'd smile.
Give him a hug?
I would just...
A little kiss on the
cheek?
I
don't know. I might smile at him.
Okay.
So, Golds, how you doing?
Pretty good.
Yeah?
Pretty good.
You had a pretty exciting day yesterday?
I did.
So I thought we could actually talk, the essence of the conversation that we had leading up to yesterday,
mm-hmm.
I thought was pretty fascinating, right?
Yeah.
So I wonder if we should just say, like, not say what it was exactly, but Goldie wanted a certain piercing.
Why not what it was? Because you don't want to be judged?
I don't want to be judged.
No, because they're going to think it's so much worse than it is.
Yeah, that's true. That's
like, they're going to think I got, like, something crazy,
like nipple.
Yeah. I got a septum pierced.
Okay, so Goldie.
My nostril pierced and my septum.
So Goldie was. It's been months of her asking about this septum piercing.
And for some reason, parents have an irrational fear of septum piercings.
It's a generational divide.
Yes.
For sure. But we.
They think people are going to be scared. So we called up. I can say Shamir. We called up Shamir.
But
Ben,
even before
Ben
that,
called up
no,
Shamir.
No. But let's go before that. Like, I want to talk about why I was stressed about it. Because my feeling is that...
This had been an ongoing conversation for a really long time.
Because we're very open-minded and we want you to express yourself. And we, you know, our friends have all kinds of tattoos or piercings. We don't care about that or do whatever they want to do.
And friends with the freaks.
Yeah, yeah, friends with freaks. That's all fine.
Weirder but together.
I know. But I wanted you... I feel like you're still, you know...
I'm a child.
You're almost 15. I wanted you to feel that life's doors are all open to you and that they aren't going to close based on even irrational or superficial prejudices, right?
So we were talking about this and then, I don't know, I feel like it gets interesting when we called up Shamir.
Yeah, so Shamir does have that piercing as well as several other piercings. So I was let's call Shamir and get Shamir's
advice. I mean, nowadays you can have more jobs with tattoos and piercings.
Also, septum, by the way, inside your nose, you can flip it up and the scar is inside. So if I want a job where they don't allow it, I can literally take it
out. I feel like everyone who's got one of them, they're obsessed with how you can flip it up, but they don't really flip it up that
much.
Yes,
they do.
Do they?
I said I'm going to flip it up when I call grandma. Is she going to be listening?
She's probably going to listen to this. She's going to be freaking out.
No, wait, I don't want that.
When you were in a religious...
Can you tell her not to listen to this one?
Sure.
She's very scared of piercings.
We were in a Catholic school for a while. You wouldn't have had it
exactly.
then.
Exactly. Anyways, we called up Shamir and Shamir was like, we are already a family people are scared of. I don't think
No one said scared of. No, they said
wary.
Or they might cautious, already think of us as like weird, a bit like nonconformist there, yes, or something. But people like us. So, they're not scared of us.
Okay, you know what I mean. Like
I know, but I just
there's a difference with trusting.
Okay,
and
you know what I mean.
Being artistic but trusting.
Shamir said, and I fully agree with this, me having a septum piercing isn't gonna be the last straw for people and isn't gonna
If they were gonna judge us, they'd have already judged
us. It's sort of on brand.
I know, I just, but I guess I feel like, you know, like Goldie had, when you were little, you had some tendencies that were like for instance, you showed up at 8 a.m. on your due date. You have that personality type a little bit that like you could be, if you wanted, be like a doctor or some kind of like.
Who says doctors can't have piercings?
Maybe they can, but.
Probably by the time you would be a doctor, all have piercings. It would be fine. Nurses for sure. Doctors, I think not yet, but probably in 20, 15 years when you.
And we're saying mom was doing much worse things at 14 than I am.
Yeah, that's also the thing. If you were going through a phase. Yeah,
you're very loud in my ears.
Sorry. If you were going through a phase where you were kind of not taking care of yourself emotionally somehow and things were going downhill in certain ways.
I know, I'm doing better than ever and I happen to look a little bit more alternative.
But we had to do a lot of talking to people, reading about it, understanding the new generation, what it means. Is it destructive? Is it a way to rebel?
Anyway, so I got it and it was really
But Goldie, you said something really funny to me, I thought yesterday. When we were like, so like we were talking about prejudices and I was saying, well, it's like we've talked about this before, like if you live in a, say, a homophobic or a racist world, if you saw your kid,
which is the world
we live in, if you saw your kid, say your kid, you know, was gay or whatever in a small town, you might not feel judgmental, but you might feel concerned for them, right? And the example I used for Goldie, I was like, look, like for instance, I think there's times where you have to protest the government and even get arrested. Do I want my kid doing that? I want someone doing it rather than my kid.
Wait, say what, mom, we're talking
about.
No, it's okay.
No, but I want you to say
what
I said.
What Goldie said was, but all you're doing, all I'm doing is reinforcing those prejudices.
Exactly.
By like, and that is, that was, I did think that was
a
strong point.
Well, I guess that's what Shamir was also saying. For us, it's all right. She's safe. We're taking care of her.
Also, I feel like septum piercing, you think I'm like,
like getting a full face tattoo.
Like,
or something.
I have two piercings on my face.
Yeah.
I know.
That's not that crazy. One of them I can hide.
Yeah,
one
it's not
of them
the
I
Jim
can't.
Rose circus side.
And you don't even notice one of them, first of all.
Yeah.
And you're going to get used to this one. And people are going to get used to this one.
Yeah.
Like, it's not that insane.
I mean, it's true that, it's an interesting conversation when you have to explain to your daughter and son why, like, don't post sexy pictures. Don't walk around in sexy outfits because you think, well, the body is natural, blah, 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 blah. But the way the world is, you know, you know, I may think that it... That
this also has to do with, me and Ben have this little ongoing debate about, he is a big screenager, way more than me. I leave my phone at home sometimes when I go out. Like, I... And I'm only on it if I'm listening to music. Like, not at home. I'm saying when I'm out. Like, yeah, listen, so like, to me, okay, listen to me. Yeah. When I'm out.
You're like painting a portrait of yourself as if you're like Amish.
No. Okay, no. I'm not... I am on my phone at home a lot. Like, I am on screens a lot. But you guys are too. And... I'm talking about when I'm out. The first rule of street safety is don't be looking down at your phone when you're walking. And I know Ben is like, but I'm an adult man. Yeah, but because we were having this little bit, because he's always like looking down where we're walking and I'm trying to talk to him and we can't have a conversation because he's just like looking down constantly.
It's not exaggeration.
So... And
when
then
you have
Ben
to your
was
head
like,
on our when we walk our dog.
Yeah, how many times have you
your face on my elbow?
How many times have you broken orange. Your nose? You've broken your nose.
Yeah, not because I was on my phone.
You ran into a glass.
Okay, so you're just saying I'm the type of person that should take care.
So, and I was saying it's not about you, it's about me. I'm a girl. Yeah. So it sounds like I'm being like, I'm so petite and small. No, I'm a teenage girl who is smaller.
Thank you.
If I don't have anyone else being on a lookout,
yeah.
I can't take someone. Like, if someone picks me up and takes me, yeah. they would take me.
No, that when you explained that to me, I'd never thought of that. I thought you were telling me I should protect myself, like street smarts. I didn't realize
you
were like...
I don't care about you. Like, if that's up to you. I'm not that worried about your safety. Like, yeah. if you want to look down your phone and not follow the street safety, I know you're from Australia where it's very safe and whatever, and you don't know. I've been born and raised
Kangaroos
in
can come.
I'm acting like I live in like the hills.
No, but still. It's pretty hectic when you do something out in the city.
No, if you go to downtown, like, yeah, whatever. It's not the craziest place in the world, but...
Yes.
You need to be safe.
Yeah, sure. No, you're right. When you said that, I got it.
Together we're weirder together.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
You know, there's a fear of judgment. Mm-hmm. It's not, this isn't going to stop you from getting what you want at this point in your life. You're not going up for some certain jobs that wouldn't let
you. How much
you.
Longer do we have? Because I have an idea.
Okay, hang on 1 second. I just want to say one thing.
Sorry.
My concern
Sorry,
was,
I interrupted you.
No, yeah, finish your thought.
No, I'm just saying I do have concerns about what people will think, as if judgment is harmful.
I think like, you guys should be like more worried about
but
yourself.
I don't know. Well, listen.
Ben had bright pink hair, bright blue hair.
Some friends might judge you, and I don't like that, but
everyone thinks I'm so cool. That's not true, but some people think I'm very cool.
You are.
And the people I want to attract aren't people who don't think I'm cool.
Okay.
Well, as long as you are interested in nice people and being nice to people. And,
I've gotten so much nicer. I really had a little change of heart.
Yeah, you're nearing out of junior
middle
high.
School for girls.
Okay,
too,
teenagers are mean.
Yeah, they are.
I was mean. I wasn't that mean. Like, I could have been way worse. I experimented with being mean. And then I was like, I don't want to be a mean person anymore.
Yeah.
You and your friends are quite supportive. I mean, you're still working out
your
communications, but there are periods where you
and
your girlfriends
are very supportive. I'm just really
supportive.
Hyping myself up. Yeah. But I do feel like I am quite mature.
Yeah. And you have good boundaries, you seem to be good at.
You should play the more jam that we did.
Okay, yes. Listen to this. I played it for Flanny today.
Oh, so I made this up, and then Ben just started playing along because starting to write a song.
Yeah, I did like an arpeggiated thing over.
Wait, Goldies. Now I'm freaking out about grandma listening to this.
No, it's okay.
Okay.
1, 2, 3, 4 Dreamy.
And Ben was doubtful because I put together chords that he thought were not great, but
that,
it worked.
That D major 7 second chord is not a chord I would ever use. And I was like, are you sure you want to do that? We could
but
do.
Why
I
does she have to do your chords?
Exactly.
She doesn't have to. I'm just saying when you're.
Listen.
When you're a musician.
If you were painting and you were doing something I never would put two colors together, something I also would be like thinking, why?
You'd just be like, why is she doing that? But then when I opened up and I was like, because that's when I produce, especially when I produce like younger people, a lot of what I think
you're
makes
becoming
it,
a dad manager.
No,
I'm kidding.
No, I'm saying a lot of what makes it good is like opening to the fact that you might not think of things that
of
way because you're set in your ways.
Yeah.
So I really liked it. But what were you, you said you had something else you wanted to talk
I
about.
I totally forgot. But okay. I want like, let's do like a little question, like a US question. I'll give it like advice or something.
Are you, okay. You want to give advice to us?
No, the audience.
Well, we don't have any questions.
No. You, I just want to be asked questions because I like being asked
questions.
Okay,
we'll have
not
to set that
advice.
Up for next week. But
we have
let's
to set
that
up because we don't have any questions.
Why don't we call somebody?
Yeah. Yeah.
Can we call?
I do have an email that came to Weirder Together that we could, you could.
By who?
Her name is Claire Noble. Would you like to hear this email?
Is this real?
Yeah, it's real.
Oh, okay.
I was saving it to read. Dear Ben and Ione,
let's start from
Ben.
Where I was.
I do love that she swapped my name in front of yours.
No, she did both.
I know.
Dear Ben and Ione, Ione.
That's
and Ben.
What I'm saying.
Yeah,
I like
love
that.
It. I have imagined many versions of writing to you guys as a random. It includes how I stumbled upon a DJ dad bod on Instagram and had a catch up with an old friend and a new boyfriend who, quote unquote, had always been really into Ben Lee, and how I'm forever grateful for this to this guy for sparking a deeper interest in me just by knowing there were people into Ben Lee. Cut to today, and I've enjoyed The Minutes, Mel Buttle, Patience and the Greats, Raw Impressions, The Becky and Cam Show, Joanna Sternberg, Sousa.
So Joanna all, Sternberg, Sousa.
So this is all stuff that she's been turned on to through listening to Weirder Together. It's not just that. It's not just that greatness that I love about Weirder Together. Listening to you two makes me feel great about who I am. And that's it, right? Much love from a fan who doesn't reach out in this way ever and wants nothing in return but for you to know. Thank you from a beautiful baby. Isn't that sweet?
That is very sweet. I would like to be mentioned.
Yeah, you definitely you got
and
left
their
out of
wonderful
that.
You daughter.
Call someone and ask.
Do you know what I think we should do? Maybe not this time, but next time.
Tell me. I'll do
a live tarot card reading for you guys where I interpret.
That would be
oh my
brilliant.
God. I could play the recording of your tarot card reading from the other night.
And we'll show the pictures.
Okay.
Do you want to hear that? Should I play that?
Sure. Yeah. But I'll decide if I want it cut out though, because I don't know.
Okay.
What I said.
It's like, okay, so this is a recording.
So but by the way, I wasn't reading from a tarot like I wasn't looking at the meanings. I interpreted
myself. No, you intuitive.
Myself.
You did an intuitive reading.
Yes. Yeah.
So yeah, you did a tarot card reading for me the other night. And what did you find? What was the overall message?
So the past was about his cult experiences. Mm-hmm. This is just what it was.
Yeah.
Not even interpretation.
Okay.
And the cards were, that one was?
It was like
the one with a guy lying down with all the swords above him?
So basically, he was holding a sword. There was a window with, I think, like bars on it or something. And then there was three swords on the top. So I was like, those were his past cults, the three cults. And the sword that he was holding was his opportunity. He was just laying, like, basically not listening to everyone else. Like, this is a bad idea. You know what I mean? So you could have used that to escape, but you were just stuck with these weird experiences that affected others.
Yeah.
Anyways, the present was... It was the lovers.
Yes.
So it was Ben and Ione, and then I was above them as their god.
You said you were like
keeping us
together
and drawing you apart.
And driving us apart. That was intense.
Enid's calling you.
Oh, yeah. I thought she was going to ask advice.
Do you want to ask her if she needs any advice?
Yeah. Okay.
Hi, speaker?
Mom. Oh, I just, of course, it hung up.
Do you want help?
Okay, tell us about the third tarot card.
Third tarot card was it?
The devil.
No, it was not the devil. It was the hermit.
Oh, yeah, the hermit. The hermit.
It was him looking sorrowly off. Yes. And I was like, I'm past the camera there because he's sad that I'm not there anymore.
Because when you grow up and you leave.
Yeah, and mom was the stick.
Hi, it's Enid.
Ugh, botched.
Oh my god, I love Botched, the TV show.
Hi.
Hi, Enid.
Hi, Ben.
Me, Ione, and Goldie are all recording the podcast right now.
We just wanted to say hi to you.
And we wondered if you had you needed any advice from Goldie. She's doling out some advice.
It could be big or small.
Huge.
Let's see.
Putting her on the spot.
Tell her it could even be small, like...
I you know, if she could advise me how I could start being more present, being more
present,
you know, when I'm with somebody, connected with, you know, how to connect better with people.
So you want a little spiritual guidance from
Gandhi. Oh, my God. Okay. I love that.
Wait, that's...
Okay, do you want to stay on the line or do you want to hear it
no,
on the podcast?
No, she'll hear it after.
Okay.
It's a surprise.
Okay, we'll call you back. We'll call you back after, okay?
Okay.
Okay. See
love you.
Love you. Okay, that is... Wow, God, that's very
amazing.
Moving.
Amazing.
How
now
should,
I'm put on the spot.
So how does someone be more present?
I have a lot of ideas.
Do you want it?
No, I just think it's... You could call it ADHD or whatnot, but with in her case and my case, I'm lumping myself
by the
in.
Way, our family, all of us probably
all right,
have
let's
ADHD.
Not digress, but
or
I think,
diagnose.
I think it's an emotional thing where it's hard to be present because it requires, it starts feeling exhausting to
yeah,
be present.
Yeah, it's a lot of work to like be in the moment. It's way easier to think in the past or the future.
And I think it's an emotional thing because when you are present in the moment, it requires some like, effort
and discomfort.
Discomfort
right?
sometimes.
But so how do you, she's asking, how do you do it?
I think just practice and breathe. Like you have to just push through. What do you think?
Also, it's fun to not be in the present sometimes. Like it's not necessarily a bad thing.
So
like,
let yourself check out a little bit.
Well, not always. If you need to be in the present, then try to. But like thinking in the future, the past, like everyone thinks it's such a bad thing. I mean, it is sometimes, but also it's fine.
Well, that's true. And some of it is like daydreaming is partly how yeah. you come up with ideas and how
like,
you
like, I don't think it's necessarily
things.
Bad.
I think she just, when she's like sitting with someone, she finds that yeah. she drifts off.
But, I do that too.
But mom's gift is just,
also,
her gift is her presence.
A
it's
lot
funny,
of the time,
ironically, her yeah. gift is just, she's the most amazing.
She's so funny and so amazing. I love her so much.
We can practice with her. Like, we can sit with
let's
her.
Let's start a meditation.
And just start breathing and then just say, like, let's have an uninterrupted
wait,
eye
contact. Wait,
wait,
wait. 24 hours of uninterrupted eye contact.
No, I think
you and her.
Absolutely.
Oh my God.
Would you like this? Wait, for Mother's Day. Wait,
I'd
I've got
actually
it. I've
kill
got
myself.
It. Mother's Day. This is how it goes. Ugh. It's.
I don't
it's,
like this.
No,
already.
No, no. Listen, it's a square. Ugh. With Goldie, Kate, Ione, Enid. No, no. Let's add my mom in there. So there's five, the aww. Five women and my two sisters.
Your mom would be rather uncomfortable.
And Todd.
We'd have to make your mom not rush around.
I know. That would be
no, she, oh my God. When she went to wherever she was. Oh, no, they visited, David and Bertrand visited her Australia. They're like, she walks so fast.
I know,
like
I know.
She's,
I love it. When we were Gonzalez. In India, in this tiniest town on yeah. the planet, wait, she found the market. We were there with the yogurt, the fruit.
How much more time
done.
Do we have? Because I want to talk about something for the last, like, little
okay, yeah,
to
yeah, let's
it.
Do it now.
Okay, so basically.
But wait, can we just wrap that up?
Yes, let's wrap that up. We love
we
you,
just,
Enid.
We love you. I think we are going to.
And
next
and,
time we sit, let's just practice.
Also.
I'll just say now what will
I have
you
say. Her presence, like, it doesn't seem like she's checked out, at least when I'm talking to her. Maybe just because of my amazing presence.
What about if we all touch feet?
Oh, my God. Like, I no, can't what? Stand this.
What are you saying, Goldie?
Okay. I just wanted to talk about some TV shows and movies that changed
okay.
my life.
Yeah, please.
First of all, BoJack Horseman.
Great
I show. Watched it all in, like, maybe a month. Then I rewatched it all with Ben.
Mm-hmm.
Did it change your life as much as it changed mine?
It didn't change my life.
If you had watched it as a teenager, it would have changed
yeah,
your life.
For me, when you show me things or Kate shows me things, I'm often more trying to learn about you guys. So I'm thinking about...
Are you calling me BoJack?
No, I'm thinking about, wow, you're starting to watch really existential, poetic
yeah.
things. Ugh. And that was what I
it's
was thinking
so
about a lot
good.
Of the
out of all our friends, the celebrity people we know, who are you the most impressed? You're not that impressed. Were you impressed that we knew Paul
oh,
F.
Oh, do you know who I was really impressed? I didn't know who Paul F.
He's
Tompkins was.
The
but,
horse. He's a dog in BoJack.
Peanut butter.
Oh, peanut butter.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, that guy. No, yeah, no, no. But most was probably that you hung out with. This is like so random. Okay, two actually. One was grandma and one was you. So you when you hung out with Leonardo DiCaprio a little bit ago.
That's a biggie.
And especially it was when he was hot.
Right.
Wait, I'm so sorry. He's definitely not listening to this, but.
Hey, come on, Leo. Come on the pod.
But. I don't know. I mean, he used to be really, really hot.
Yeah.
And I was really impressed. Grandma almost, oh, I should not, whatever.
What?
Almost.
She has made out
made
with,
out with one of the Beatles.
Yeah.
Which one was
true.
It?
No, she's told
George?
That. So, yeah, George Harrison.
George.
Yeah. But wait, so what other more
oh, okay,
TV
yeah.
shows and movies?
This is Ben. This did not change. Ben hated this. I loved Black Mirror.
Too stressful.
Specific episodes. I like stressful things. Specific episodes. White bear. What's it called?
Did you find it?
Shut up and dance.
Shut up and dance.
Mom's always worried. Did this stress you out? Is this making you so anxious?
I don't know. It's just like the message of they seem mean spirited. Whereas like Twilight Zones are amazing.
That doesn't seem mean spirited.
Some are not mean spirited.
No, it's like I love things with a twist that actually like shock
you. Yeah. No, yeah. I agree. I get that. Yeah.
I really loved Hereditary, Midsommar. Yeah,
yeah. Classics.
What?
I just love you.
Stop.
Sorry.
I hate my least favorite thing in the entire world. We're ending this on a thing
my least
favorite thing is when I'm talking about something I actually really like and people laugh at me.
Oh, I'm sorry.
And when you guys laugh at each other while I'm talking.
I think it's just because it makes me feel so stupid.
I know, but
you're right.
We're not trying
I shouldn't
to make
have done
feel
that.
Stupid.
I shouldn't have done
it's
that.
It's patronizing. It yes. comes across as condescending.
Because I'm talking about something that's actually interesting to me and everyone
and we're
just
like,
laughs
oh, so cute.
No, I
just
laughed because of that. I laughed
No, I just brought up things
because
you do this a lot.
You already said the Hereditary Midsommar.
That was like a year ago.
Okay, so I was only
Yeah, we
editing.
Are new listeners.
I was
the beautiful babies might not remember.
And it made me laugh for some reason. But I wasn't laughing that I thought it was cute because I think those are good movies.
I just hate when you guys laugh at me.
I know.
I laugh at everything, though. That's how I deal with life.
I know. When I was grumpy, do you remember
Can we talk about when I heard you sobbing the other day? And I'm
yeah.
very
we talked about that on the pod.
It really
when I was going through.
Oh, it scared you?
No, because I thought someone died.
Yeah, yeah.
Because
oh,
I, yeah.
No, just looking through a photo album.
I died.
My innocence.
Ben cries a lot. Like, you cry, but...
More so in my mid-40s. Yes, I think I'm going through male menopause.
I've never... And it's probably me and Ione. But... I've never seen you sob
You're
before.
On arts.
I've seen and Kate made mom sob, but I've never seen you sob before.
Yeah. No, that was a big cry.
In the car.
We got to wrap up. Do you want to hang around for the last couple of minutes or do you want to?
Sure.
Okay. So, Goldie, thank you for blessing us with your presence.
Yeah.
Love having you as a guest whenever you want to be on. We do next week, I think, we're going to make a very special announcement about we're going to be creating sort of a content hub, like a space for the audience, a space where we can share.
On what platform?
Announcing it next week. There's going to be a place where sort of we can sort of have some conversation stuff with our audience.
People are on it. That'd be interesting.
That's going to come next week. But a fun thing is this week we're releasing a very silly single by a very funny man called Cameron James. He's one of the great contemporary Australian comedians, and he's got a bunch of songs coming out that are like music comedy. So his single coming out Valentine's Day this week is called Boys Night, and it's a wonderful tribute to getting old and boring and doing what you can to shake things up
to share your older boringness.
You guys need to have more parties.
Yeah,
you haven't had one of your like DJ dad.
I know. We'll get to it.
It took a lot out of us.
Yeah, we had a lot of buys last year. We're gonna get back into it,
but we do got to get it back into it.
But anyway, we're gonna wrap up with Boys Night. So this is Boys Night by Cameron James. It comes out this week, and we love you all. You want to say bye to the beautiful babies?
Bye, beautiful babies. Why are we holding hands?
To practice being present.
Boys night, it's a boys night, baby.
Boys night.
Yeah, tonight ain't just for the ladies. Well, I'm going out tonight, I'm gonna get a little loose. With my crew of dudes all age between 35 and 42. I'm gonna drink some margaritas, cause tequila makes me manic. I might even smoke a cigarette, even though I'm an asthmatic. Yes, I'm going out tonight, I'm gonna get a little wild. I can have two standard drinks and I'll still be okay to drive. They say the designated driver ain't much of a party starter. Well, if that's true, why is my car called a Ford Fiesta? It's a sensible car for a sensible man. Yeah, and there's room in the back for the pram. Well, I'm going out tonight, I'm gonna have some conversations about true crime documentaries and my superannuation. I go to H&R Block for my tax consolidation. If you need a new accountant, I can give a recommendation at the
Boys
a certified public accountant, CPA.
Boys
Did
offers that you can claim a percentage of your rent back based on the square footage of your apartment, home, or domicile. Every time I have a night out with the fellas, it always ends up exactly the same. It's just five dudes listening to one dude explain what cryptocurrency is. Oh,
is it like stocks?
No.
Is it like property?
No.
Is it legal tender?
Not in this country.
Is it a pyramid scheme?
Kind of. And by the time we're talking Steven's recent divorce, that's when we know the boys' night has run its course. That was the... I'll be in bed by 10:30 on the... Cause I've got Pilates in the morning. It's a boys' night, the greatest night of my life. And I can't wait for it to be over, cause I really miss my wife. It's a boys' night.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.